Hi, is this James?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, good. Hey, James, I don't think we've ever met. I'm one of your neighbors, and I think I've been getting your mail.
Oh, really? Oh, hey, awesome. Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you said something.
Yeah.
That's great.
It just started a few weeks ago. I think there's a new
character. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, our addresses are close, so.
Yeah, I've been, like, missing my mail for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, oh, my gosh. This is great.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that we got, like, a new carrier. And I figure maybe, I don't know, something happened. This is awesome, because I've been missing some, like, important statements and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, like the bank statements and stuff. I know. I've been looking at them. It's really important stuff that you need to get, so.
What do you mean you've been looking at my stuff?
Well, yeah, I'm unemployed right now, and things have been pretty boring at home, so reading your mail has actually made my life a lot better.
Well, listen, dude, that's, like, none of your business. That's mine.
Yeah, I mean, I know I probably shouldn't have. But that's why I'm calling now, because I finally opened something with your phone number on it, and so I had your number to get a hold of you.
What? That's my stuff.
Why are you getting so mad at me?
Why are you opening my I don't even know you. Well, keep your hands off my stuff,
well,
dude.
Now you know me.
What is your address, dude? I'm going to get over there. I'm going to grab my
I can actually help you on a few things if you just give me a second to talk.
What are you talking about, dude? Are you crazy?
No, I'm not crazy at all. Actually, I used to be a financial advisor, and I was looking at your Visa bill, and there's some spending habits that are...
I don't give a what you used to do. Just where do you live? Where?
You don't understand, though. You got some spending habits that are out of control, like your cable bill. Way too high for the package.
Eyes off of my stuff. This is unreal. There's no way. You got to be kidding me. You're going through my stuff.
I have been reading it, but I was like, you got to be kidding me how much this guy's paying for cable. When all you need to do is call them and threaten to go to another provider, and they'll drop that bill down at least 15% for you.
Are you kidding me? Who do you think you are?
I'm not kidding you at all. They'll actually do that. I've done it many times. Trust me.
That's not what I meant, you asshole. I meant I can't believe you're opening up my mail, and you're going to give me advice about how I should be living my life?
Well,
look at your life.
I've just flagged a few things for you that we should talk about.
A few things? Oh, my God, dude.
Your Starbucks spending? Out of control.
You need to close all that mail up, because I'm coming over, and I'm going to take care of this. And I don't want you ever to call me again. You understand me?
Obviously, you don't want my help with your finances.
I don't want any advice from someone who's been stealing my mail. And you better not be copying down any of these numbers and trying to steal my identity, because now I know where you are. I know exactly
Look,
where you are.
Hey, your credit score is way too low. I wouldn't want to steal your identity. Mine is much cleaner.
Oh,
I went ahead and
my God.
I was worried about your spending, so I went and ordered a free credit report for you. Free. That's the way you should do it. Yeah, free.
What
a free,
are you talking about?
I'm talking about they give free credit reports, and I was able to get one for you instead of paying for it. And
what
I think.
What do you want from me? What do you want? Do you want money? I got nothing. I'm giving you nothing.
Oh, I know you have nothing. I've seen your bank statements. I don't want money.
Oh, my God. Dude.
I don't want anything from you. I just want to help you out and be a good neighbor, and I've been getting your mail.
I don't want your help. I don't want you to be a good neighbor.
Okay,
I just
fine.
Want my mail back.
All right, fine. Well, I'll give you your mail back. You should know that your mom says hi, though.
What? What do you mean my mom says hi?
I mean, she sent a card, a very nice card, and she just said hi, and maybe you should call her and see how she's doing.
Oh, my God. Dude, I'm going to give you one chance. One chance. And if you don't tell me where you live, I'm going to press charges.
Oh, you're going to press charges?
Yeah, dude, I'll do it.
Now, I'm going to give you a massage.
What?
Yeah, a long sensual massage.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying if you want to press charges, I'll just give you a massage.
Dude, you are a weirdo. You need to get yourself some help. Did you miss an appointment today? What?
I will agree with you on that. I do need to get some help.
Yeah, thank God you agree.
This is a prank phone call.
What?
Your brother Bob set you up. He said that you've been complaining about how somebody was stealing your mail and wanted me to mess with you.
I'm going to kill him. I cannot believe I did this. Does Bob know where my mail is, son? Wait, I mean, where's my mail now?
I don't think so. I think somebody's probably looking at it trying to help you get your finances in order.
Yeah, I'm sure they're doing that for me.